How many of you, as parents, blow your top every now and then? I don't think I have met any. Well, I maybe met a couple of people. I do know a couple of moms, especially, and dads who have never raised their voice with their children. And I celebrate them. They're amazing. It's amazing. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And it's probably the way they were raised, because I was yelled at. And when you're raised that way, Italians never yell. Well, right? Right, James? The
you
Italians.
You must be joking.
They never yell. Oh, my God, what a joke. It's an ethnic thing. You know, it's, well, you know, you think of Moonstruck, those movies. Snap out of it, Cher screaming. It's, yeah. But it's not good to yell at kids. It's not. I don't feel good after I yell at my kids. You feel lousy. And invariably I will say, I didn't mean that. I'm just frustrated because I've said something 6 times. Get your shoes on. We have to get ready. We walked into Mass again late on Sunday. It was Scout Mass, so all the Scouts had to be in front beforehand. You know, you don't walk in the front and sit in the front as a Boy Scout, Cub Scout, Wolf Scout, whatever it's called, as the Mass is going on. But invariably, okay, we're not have our shoes on. We can't find the little gold thing that keeps your little scarf together in the morning. 5 times. Guys, guys, come on. And then it's not good. It's not good to yell. But you know what it is? It's out of desperation. It's like the parents yell out of desperation, sometimes out of anger. But usually for me, it's exasperation. But you know, they just tune you out anyway. When you yell, they're not even listening. Sometimes they get afraid. But for me, my kids are like, oh yeah. Joining us now, I'm delighted she's with us. We have a guest on, Julie Ann Barnhill, who's a parenting expert. She's the author of She's Gonna Blow. And there was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal. By the way, this is a book on parental anger. It's already sold 135,000 copies and still selling. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal about talking to your child after you yell, how yelling can hurt and how to stop it. And Drew just happened to hand it to me. Is it Julie Ann or Julie? Which do you prefer, Julie Ann?
Julie is just fine.
Oh, good to talk to you. And look, as a mom, a single mom of 3 kids under the age of 11, on occasion I'll raise my voice. But I try not to, but on occasion I do. And so this article is scaring me. But let's talk about what persistent yelling does with your kids, to your kids.
You know, I like to liken it to like we're like little volcanoes, Mount Mamas, you know, and we have that magma that builds and sometimes it explodes and it explodes in different ways. We can act out verbally, you know, what we're talking about, yelling, and sometimes physically, those different types of areas. What gets us there is, I think you nailed it. I mean, I think it starts with frustration and exacerbation with our kids. And I often ask, you know, parents, I'm like, how many of you were perfectly fine until you had children? You know, how many of you were, you know, you're introverts and you need quiet and then you decided to have children. So, you know, all those things kind of play into that.
But so when you, as a parent, you should never lose control. That you become the child. You're acting out.
Well, exactly. And the ideal, I mean, that's the ideal, Laura, right? That we're always in control. The fact is that
it's not life.
You do lose it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. You were saying you could think of a couple of moms or a few women or men maybe that haven't lost it in anger. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes this isn't everybody's thing, you know, and it maybe it's not your thing as a parent, except with maybe one child who kind of pushes the buttons or the ones that you kind of have a hard time with. And that's, you know, that's part of the wisdom in, you know, I'm 51. My kids are 28, 27, and 22. So I speak from a place of, I was there. These are things I did differently. And we have a real healthy adult relationship with one another. And I think that's what women and men want to hear when they're in the middle of it.
All right. I want to hear from my listeners who maybe agree or disagree with this. You know, this is there's a report that came out that where they studied the effects of yelling, and and it says spanking also predicted less satisfying adult relationships. So if you were spanked, you have less satisfying adult relationships. I don't know if I buy that, but the negative effects were offset when parents praise their children at other times. Yeah, so if you spank, but you talk to them after I say, buddy, I love you. That's why I'm. The negative effects of yelling, however, were not erased by parental warmth. The negative problem-solving tactics that children learn when their parents yell may stick with them as adults, say the study. I do believe that. I do believe that because I was yelled at. And, you know, sometimes I can yell at my kids. But it's probably because I was yelled at. But I don't yell at them all the time. But occasionally, like when you say something six times, it is frustrating. So, I mean, it's yelling, come on, is that a count? Or are you talking about the yelling where it's, you know, more kind of personal instead of just shouting because they're upstairs? You know what I mean? What kind of yelling are we talking about? Is there different levels of yelling?
I believe there are. Well, you know, whether it's the tone, I think it's, you know, what's said and how it goes into the spirit of the child, because that's really what, you know, this all comes down to. You know, you have to discipline, you have to corral. You know, you can't go into math 35 minutes late every time. There has to be some order.
Right.
But if what leads to that control, because that's all part of this too, is the control. It's how our words are penetrating our children's spirit. And we really can absolutely eviscerate, you know, and really make a mess of their spirit, belittling our children, you know, comparison, you know, all of those things sometimes that we will speak and we're like, oh my God, that was my mother. My mother just came out of my mouth, you know, or my dad that I swore I would never do. So no, not the get over here, you know, stop it. Quit breathing on your brother like that, you know.
Stop
that,
fighting.
No, not that.
Stop fighting.
Exactly.
You shout, stop fighting. That's, but it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard. It. I always heard parenting was hard, but it's, you know, I think it's made more hard today because of all the stuff in our lives, the additional stuff that we don't need, not just the physical things, not just the phones, which I think are horrible, or the screens, but just all the rushing around all the time. You know, we had flag football this weekend, which is only an hour. But yeah, like rushing to get there, rushing to drive here. And look, they have fun, and I love watching them. I wish I could play. But,
you know,
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you there.
No.
I would add to that just all the voices, you know, just the difference between, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, I am constantly telling parents, you know, you have to limit the number of voices that you're allowing into your head and your heart and your purpose of parenting. You know, all the bloggity blog bloggers, and everyone is an expert on telling
everyone and
you
no
what
one
to do, what not to do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone
so
and no
choose
one.
Choose wisely.
But what about the old fashioned, just, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child, that kind of thing? You just don't buy into that at all. Were you never spanked?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did it work?
My thing was, well, you know what? It worked with one child because it was used sparingly, and I did it in the right way.
Yeah.
With another child, I rarely disciplined him. I just hurt him because I was trying to control him and get him in control. My thing is that a lot of us have no business touching our children and really opening our mouth with our children because we're just out of control in that emotional moment. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that in a way, that sound, when I first hear you say that, it sounds kind of loopy lefty, but I know exactly what you mean. Like when you are an out of control adult parent, you should just go into another room and, you know, like breathing exercises. I know that sounds, people think, oh, that's just ridiculous. It actually works. I've had that a couple times where I've said, you know something, I am so exhausted right now at this moment. I know I'm not going to have a good interaction. And I do, like, I say a Hail Mary, and whatever works for you. If you say a Hail Mary, if you're Catholic, maybe you'll do that. Maybe you just breathe. Breathing actually controls your action. It's amazing.
It is, because you have to become aware of where you are, what you're feeling, and how you're beginning to progress in that frustration. I also say you go slow and low. Princess Diana, the day that she was killed, I was with family and I'd lost my voice. And at that time I taught my kids at home and I thought, how am I going to handle this? I was a yeller, you know, and we went home from that and I could barely whisper. And it was unbelievable how much more peaceful and how my kids listened to me, because I spoke so soft and I spoke slowly. And that's something I've told parents for ages now, is like, when you feel that coming on, when you have to take back your brain, you have to be the adult, you have to be aware of your anger and how that's starting to build, and you purposely slow down your speaking and you soften your voice, because it's a lot harder just to wig out and freak out when you're going slow.
My kids get scared if I talk really quietly. They're like, what's wrong with mom? They're like, Demetri will say, mom, is there something wrong? I'm not kidding you. Because we're very expressive. Yeah, well, we're very expressive in our family. We're very expressive, but it's not easy. Okay, Julie, hold on. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to all your calls. Yelling, spanking, bad effects of that on kids. Yelling and spanking. I know you're going to say, look, I spanked every one of my kids, turned out great. But it's an interesting conversation point. And I do think when you're out of control, take a breath, let it out, just chill out, then go back and talk to your kids. And, you know, occasional spanking, I think, is not going to hurt anybody. You got to love them, though. Love them, love them, love them. And if it works, sometimes just the threat of a spanking works for my kids. Just threaten them. But Nico just looks at me and is like, okay, he doesn't even care if I spanked him. We'll take a break. 855-40-LAURA. Don't go away. You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and throw my hands up and
The Laura Ingraham Show.